Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the program. It's another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Tuesday night, June 28th, 2011. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me early on here, you early chit-chatters, you. I'm talking about you, almighty sports show, Annie, Beach Bum 55, Bo, Cosmo Brockington, Dr. Herpington, no relation. John Brand, No Thieves Allowed, and 3 Abu. Thank you guys for joining me early on. Bobo, you are welcome to, of course, no problem with the pink font, but if you want to continue, don't worry, you don't have to continue the charade here with the pink font. It's no need to do that. At ease, my friend. Oh, yeah, good times. It's, Jesus, what the hell is it? It's Tuesday. And there you have it. I'm Vince in the Bay. There's no real agenda for tonight's program. The agenda right now is your calls, they take priority. It's open lines. And we can talk about whatever the fuck is on your mind. Let's get down. And shouts out to Debbie Daly. I was just hanging out for a long while there on Debbie Daly's show. Probably half of her program was hanging out. That was cool. Good times over there. And thank you all for joining me here now. Later in the show, Kishu will be checking in. She's going to be out. She's out in the field again tonight. She's going to be reporting from the club. She's going to be up in the club. So be sure to stick around for that. She's out tonight with some gentleman friend. So we'll check in with her. She'll probably be sloppy drunk and cheating on me. That's fine. It's okay. I'll cheat on her. It's fine. I can play this game. It's all good. Mono y mono. So I'm just waiting for her to get sloppy drunk and start making out with some guy, and then bam, I'm available, ladies. So feel free to call in. It should be just a matter of moments before she calls in and makes a fool out of herself, and I'll be available again. So I know people have been pretty down about this new chapter in the life of Vince in the Bay. Apparently, the fact that I've got a significant other / co-host now, apparently this is a problem. It's hurting the ratings. This is hurting listenership. The listeners are not happy. They think the show is boring to begin with, and they think it's become even more boring now that Kishu and I are openly an item. Everybody's obsessed about it. I don't know. I was not my idea to talk about it on the air. It just happened, okay? I didn't want to be public about it, but, you know, Kishu put it out there, and it is what it is. So I won't talk about it if you don't talk about it, and we should be good. Seriously. Oh, man. So what's going on? What did I miss on the internet today? Oh, Cosmo wants a sex tape. Yeah, you might be waiting a while for that, bro. We did not film anything while she was here. Well, we filmed a lot of shit, but nothing of the sexual nature. But you know, next time around, things could change. I don't know. We'll see. John Brand, you missed Oggs. Oggs was in Debbie Daly's chat room tonight, and he was hanging loose. He didn't call in, though. I don't know. He called in last night, didn't he? Yeah, John Brand is... Basically, John Brand's a lost cause at this point. I don't even know. Does John Brand have any real friends at this point? Other than Debbie Daly... Does John Brand have any friends that anybody knows? Can anybody verify being a friend of John Brand's other than Debbie Daly? I don't even think Steve Ogle likes John Brand. Oh, Debbie Daly kicked John Brand out of her chat room. Okay, now John Brand has absolutely zero friends. Good for him. Good for him. Shouts out to Debbie Daly for doing that. Oh, good times. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. I think this might be 50 rubles. Let's check.
Hey, like,
50, hey, 50, what's up? Is that you?
Hey, hello? Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, nothing. We're eating some crab.
How's it taste? How's it going? How's the crab?
Halfway to decent, I would say. I got my friend the Rum Runner here, man. Rum Runner.
Who?
His name is Rum Runner. He wears an orange hat, you know. He doesn't wear all hats, but he's the Rum Runner. That's what we call him.
Wait, slow that down. Run, R-U-N, or Rum, R-U-M?
Yeah, the only Rum, R-U-M, like Rum like Michigan.
So this guy is
Skate Nick affiliate.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm getting at. All right. So this is Rum Runner. He's affiliated with the Skate Nick.
But they call him that because he's fucking on the run right now, man. He got in a little trouble a few weeks ago over in the Presidio.
Oh shit! What went down? Can he talk about
it? Well, weapons charges, weeds charges, a little bit of vandalism, a little skateboarding. He's like a kind of he's on the run, man. I mean, not really, but. Just basically, he's got to go to court and get a ticket.
Oh, he didn't have to. He didn't hack into any websites, did he?
No, he's not into that shit. We hack into regular.
Well, then he's not a real criminal.
We're
he's not a real criminal.
We're the hackers that live in real life. You know, we hack like real shit that is not digital. You know, standard pick and lock, same kind of shit.
Analog. Kind of you hack in the analog world.
Physical.
Reality. I like to call it reality.
Yeah, actual reality. Yeah. The shit. You know when you're working on the computer and you touch the keyboard and it makes a fucking binary code that goes into the fucking interweb. The thing that you do, like that interaction between your brain and your finger hitting the escape key, is what we do, but we don't use the computer. We just hit the escape key. But not in digital world. Am I in trouble here on the fucking, am I going to get hacked now or some shit?
Hello? Yeah, you're totally going to get hacked, for sure. Yeah.
Am I in trouble now?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
All right, dude, we're going to try to invade. We're going to finish eating the crab. Like, fucking, what, I get in trouble
I can
now?
Hear it I can hear it cracking in the background. Sounds cool.
Cracking. Here's what's cracking. That's a leg, man. We take care of them crabs up in here, dude. That sounds like almost like gangsta shit, don't it? Like being like, we take care of them crabs up in here.
Hey, is my coffee ready?
We're talking about, huh?
Is my coffee ready?
Yeah, it's all set, dude. You want me to? Hey, tell you what, man. I'll bring you a cup in, and we're gonna call back.
No, don't bring me a cup. Don't bring me a cup. I there's a specific way I like to prepare my cup of coffee.
I'm not bringing you a cup. When I say a cup, I mean a fucking jockstrap, motherfucker. We're gonna fucking stick it in your nose and take over the show.
Oh, I've fortified myself in the studio. That's not possible. Let me bring on Kishu now. Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu, what's going on, honey?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I'm hanging out. I was just on with the 50 Rubles. He's they're eating crab in the other room, and he's with one of the skate nigs, and I'm doing the radio show, and the chat room's filling up, and just waiting for your report. What's going on?
Well, I am driving right now to check into the Hotel Arizona so that I will have a place to sleep after I get completely wasted. And then I'm going to hit up the Sapphire Lounge and, get crazy up in here.
The Sapphire Lounge?
Yeah, it's like a club. It's really awesome. It's one of the better nightclubs that Tucson has downtown. It's like there's Sapphire and Zinrock. They're both next to each other. They're both owned by the same guy. Zinrock's more casual. Sapphire's a little classier. And they both have like two stories. And like in Zinrock, like second story is all VIP. First story is just like, you know, bullshit. But then Sapphire, they have two floors, two dance floors, like six bars, and they have like a bar upstairs and a balcony that they have a VIP lounge up there, and they have like fucking girls dancing with like fire rings, and it's like it's all kinds of craziness. But I'm excited for that. It's my cousin works there, so like, you know, I got the hookup, and you know, I usually don't go to bars like that. I usually go to like the hipster bars, you know. It's kind of a crazy night, so we're going to see how it goes. I'm with my buddy Mike, and he's a good kid. He used to play in this pretty awesome hardcore band called The Bled.
Oh, nice. Should we play some of his tunes tonight while he's getting drunk?
Yeah, you should, definitely. But I got to get going, but I will call and check in with you very soon. I hope the show goes good without me. So.
Oh, it will. It will. It'll go great because everybody hates the fact that you and I are.
Yeah, everybody hates. Yeah, I know. Everybody hates me. So, okay.
Yeah,
I love you, dude.
Fuck
everybody, and I'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Winning.
All right, guys. The Wicked Witch is gone, and we can start partying now. Yeah, baby! Call in now, folks. We got the keys to the castle. Kishu is not going to be on for a while. She's out getting drunk and like partying with some dude. And I don't care, dude. I don't care. Yeah, whatever. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And let's fucking party, people. It's Tuesday. you got nothing to do, I got nothing to do, and let's fucking make this happen, baby.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okie dokie, hey everybody, simmer down, kiddos. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm back here with the phone lines wide open, ready to take your calls. I do believe that 50 rubles is still on the line. What's up, 50? What's going on, dude? Hello.
Adam.
Oh, your hand's up, bro. Your hand's up. You know that, right? That means you want to talk.
Well, no, man, I tried to turn on. I was on the fucking speaker, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't want to feedback. You know what I mean? Because it's like proximity issues. Shit.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Nothing's going on, dude. Like, well, I'm going to tell you how I stole a fucking pivot cup today.
Yeah, please do. Please. You
All
stole
right, man.
What?
Do you have any idea, what? Do you have any idea what a pivot cup is?
No, please indulge me.
It's a part of a skateboard truck. I went into the store and I asked him, I was like, hey, I want to buy this very inexpensive part of a skateboard truck. Like, shit only costs about a quarter and they're still making 100% profit. Piece of plastic, piece of shit, like a fucking worth a penny. Anyway. I go in there, and I get it, and I go to put it in to check it and make sure it works. And then I put it in to make sure it works, and they tell me it cost me $4. And I was like, man, that's way too much. It should only be $1. And they're like, well, it's only $4. You got money, right? Why don't you just, like, give us $4? And I was like, look, I got $5. I want to pay $1. That's what it really costs. I don't want to buy it. So I go to take it out, and I destroy it while I'm taking it out. Meanwhile, the manager's yelling at me for, like, putting in the pivot cup and not buying it. And I was like, dude, like, you know, I told you I only want to pay $1 beforehand. You let me put it in and then told me it cost $4. So, you know, basically they yelled at me and I left. And I gave them the pivot cup back. But I ended up putting one in my pocket accidentally, so I got one for free. That's the end of my story. Not that good of a story.
Riveting, like, riveting. Riveting story.
Yeah, it's
Thank
fucking
you.
Riveting,
Thank
dude.
You.
Hold on.
May that be a lesson to all of you.
Pivoting, motherfucker. Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
Are we live?
Yeah, we live, bitches.
All right, man. My friend Run Runner said, come on, he just threw some crab ass.
Hey, can you cut me up some more mango and bring it in here? That was good mango. Good
yeah,
shit, dude.
Mango's been direct.
Oh, hang on a second.
WPS, Ruble, Papaya Service, coming at ya.
Wow, that's fantastic. This is some amazing mango. Fresh mango. It's delicious.
Mango pie, delicious.
Welcome, Desert Rose. You're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Desert Rose, I am live in the studio here. I have 50 rubles and one of the members of the Skate Nigs. They've infiltrated the studio here, and they're eating crab in the other room, and they're having a feast over there, quite frankly. I kind of feel like I'm missing out, but it's all good. I ate earlier, so unfortunately I can't partake in the crab fest. But they did have some fresh mango that was quite tasty, and I'm going to nibble on a little bit of that throughout the broadcast here. But I do have a fresh cup of coffee, and I'm just settling in here, ready to talk to you. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667 is the numero, and don't be shy. Kishu is with us. Earlier, she she's getting ready to go out. She's going to some club with some douchebag that used to be in a hardcore band, but I don't know. They're just going to go get drunk together out in the town. Sounds kind of suspect to me, but hopefully it'll make for great radio. She'll call in sloppy drunk, which is pretty much what my radio show is turned into. It's turned into just a venue for sloppy drunk people to call in and just make complete fools out of themselves. That's pretty much what this show has devolved into. Not that it was anything really to speak of to begin with, but, you know, it's just kind of where it's at now, unfortunately. But whatever. It's all good. So what else is going on here in the world? Let's see. Starting to get more followers on Twitter. That's cool. Yeah, folks, if you're new to the program and you want to keep up with me, I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Oh, I was watching a clip today on the internet. That dude, Keith Olbermann, I guess he's got his new show back up and running. He's doing Countdown with Keith Olbermann again. But he's doing it on Current TV, which is based here in San Francisco, actually. I'm not sure if they shoot his show here in San Francisco. I imagine he's still probably in New York. But Current TV was founded, their main offices are in San Francisco, actually. But I found this clip on the internet of him with Janine Garofalo. And he had some extended conversation with Janine Garofalo. I swear to God, Janine Garofalo has had some work done. I guarantee it. There's no way. I saw her do stand-up a couple years ago. And she's had a facelift since then. For sure. Guaranteed. I don't know if it's just some Botox injections or something that she had going with Keith Olbermann, but her shit looked like she had a facelift. She had some work done. Guaranteed, Janine Garofalo has had some work done. Look at that. I got to find that interview with Olbermann. So obvious. And all they're doing is talking about how racist the teabaggers are. Like, they're still talking about how racist the teabaggers are. What did the tea bags, the tea party started in what, 2009, 2010, those 2 years was the tea party's like over. They're not even around anymore. And they're still talking about them. It's insane. Except I guess she has to talk about them because she hasn't had a chance to talk shit about the tea baggers with this new face of hers. Like now the teabaggers are gonna be like, wait, who's this bitch? Why is she calling us racist? Ah, that's Janine Garofalo. Oh. You sure?
Yes, that's Janine Garofalo. She hates you, she thinks you're racist.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Caught me off guard though. She looks like seriously, it's a completely different person. It's pathetic. It was actually kind of sad though when Olbermann was asking her, she had to like plug something, right? She's on the show. She must be. She's a working actress. She must be on. She must be doing something. What was she there to promote? What was she there to plug? A failed pilot episode. She shot a pilot that was not picked up. It's amazing. I'm getting yelled at from the peanut gallery here. I see what he's saying. Yes, you guys are muted. Why? Do you have something to say?
Okay, Nick.
That's it. You're yelling at me because you're muted because you wanted to say skate nigs?
No, I'm just messing around, man.
Dude, I'm talking about important shit. I'm talking about fucking Janine Garofalo's facelift, bro. Do you mind?
Janine Garofalo's what?
Janine Garofalo had a facelift. Have you not seen this? She's got a brand new face. She's trying to get the face back that she had 20 years ago when her career was relevant.
Who is Janine Garofalo?
I don't know. I thought I knew, but she's got a different face now, so I don't know.
Well, shit, if she gets another book, she could be a new Facebook.
again, I exhibit 5,000. On how my show is just a repository for sloppy drunk humor.
Sorry, bitch.
I, however, do not drink. But for some reason, people flock to this program. It's not you guys. It's not you. It really is. It's not you. I just I seem to attract that type of person, a personality.
Are you talking to us? Because we ain't been drinking that much tonight, man.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about my. Are you guys looking at my chat room? You guys aren't looking at the chat room.
Dude, we're on our fucking iPhone plugged into a goddamn computer, homie. Like, I hope I don't feed back with you, man. And then we got Rum Runner. This is Rum Runner.
Wait, you said your iPhone? Wait, you said your iPhone's plugged into a computer? Well, why don't you stop listening to your iPhone and start looking? Log on to your computer and look at the chat room.
Computer. It's a stereo, dude. It's a stereo, but it's like an old version of a computer before they had the. I meant stereo, but I fucked up.
We're in the chat dining room. We can't hear you. Sorry.
The chat dining room.
Yeah. So Janine Garofalo doesn't look like the Ben Stiller show, Janine Garofalo?
No, that's what she's trying to get. She's trying to get that face back, is what she's trying to do. So she does look like that now.
Oh, man.
Except what she did is she got some doctor to, like, peel back her skin to sort of reform it in, like it's fucking, like, silly putty or some shit.
Man, that's fucked up, dude.
The Hannibal Lecter Garofalo.
Hannibal Garofalo.
Essentially.
Shit.
Ow.
I gotta find this. Oh, what else do we got going on? Oh, Lulzsec was doxxed. Somebody doxxed Lulzsec. Why do you even ask if... I don't even know why I answer. He asks and just goes, keeps talking, doesn't even wait for the answer. That's why he goes on mute. You know, why ask if you're not going to wait for the answer, right? Mike McStinney, Mike Stinney, you had some issues with me in one of my past shows. I don't know what the deal was, but I think we got off the wrong foot. I don't know what it was that happened in the chat room, bro. But the lines are pretty much open right now. It'd be a great time for you to call in and we can work this out on the air, bro. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, somebody's spamming my chat room. But Mac, yeah, call in, bro. Call in and let's work this out, dude. I got some time now. All is good. You're welcome to come on the air. We can talk this out. Because if I'm not mistaken, Mac, I presume it's Mac. I'm pretty sure Mac had a problem because I hung up on him or something. And then he went into the chat room and he started to say that Vince has got a great voice but no IQ. And I kind of took a little bit of offense to that. I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily Mensa material here, but, you know, I like to think I have a decent head on my shoulders, and I can pretty much chop it up about anything. And if there's something on your mind that you want to talk about, I'm more than happy to, you know, allow this to be a venue for you to do so. I like to pride myself on this being just a caller-based show, ideally, you know, run by just different callers every night dictating the conversation. But, you know, we can do whatever it is we've got to do, you know what I'm saying?
Let's just cut the call.
Great.
Oh, it's fine. It's not going to break. It's just calcium. It's not going to jam.
What's wrong with calcium? What's wrong with calcium?
Oh, yes, you can hear.
What?
Yeah, you can hear.
Of course I can hear you guys.
Are we live, dude? Yeah. Are we live?
Oh, we're live, bitches. We've been live.
Man, I didn't know, dude. I thought you muted our ass. We're trying to talk. Like, I don't know. Like, here's the deal, man. You got the Royal Runner, and you got the Blank Tanger. And we don't, like, they don't know how the show works and what you guys are trying to do here.
I don't know if you just heard what I said, but it's a caller-based show. You call in, there's something on your mind, we talk about it. What's on your mind, bro?
We're not calling.
Oh, okay. Okay, then it's settled. You're not calling in, except somehow I'm talking to you. That's weird. And you're on my switchboard. It's bizarre. Don't know how that worked out. I have this caller. It's a Skype caller. Her name's Lori, and I would presume it's a female. Lori, I see you sitting there. You're being patient. I hope you're not trying to call in and talk. If you are, you need to press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand or alert me that you want to talk. Otherwise, you're welcome to just hang out and chill and listen. It's not ain't no thing. But I got another caller here. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 480. You're on the air. What's up?
Vincent DeBay, how are you? It's Max Mike and Steiny Show here, responding to the call here, and I appreciate you reaching out, and your candor is certainly respected. And let me take you back to what actually happened. And that particular show, you had a lot of people on. Whether you knew you were talking to us, I don't know. And that's why I said earlier in your chat room, I forgive thee. We were talking about some sports events, and the next thing you know, you muted me. And just out of nowhere, I was on mute. And that's why the animosity went a little bit the way it did. And I actually got a PM from Debbie Daly, who was happening to be tuned in, and said, "What the heck did he do that for? You guys were having a fine conversation, and the next thing you know, you dumped your call." So I noticed it, obviously, because I was on the horn with you, but then other people are PMing me and saying, what the heck? This guy just dumped you out of the blue. And, you know, we've been an avid supporter of the show. We like it. We like the controversy, and it just kind of it caught me by surprise. That's all.
Well, I think we just had a little miscommunication. And
all
we
right.
got off on
and,
we got off on the wrong foot, and it's all good in the hood. You know, you're welcome on here anytime. I don't know what went down exactly. I'd have to go back and listen because I can't remember. I think it was a pretty hectic, chaotic show, and so you know sometimes there's collateral damage, and unfortunately that was you. So I'll keep an eye out for it. I try not to be unfair. I can't promise I'll be, I have to keep things, I try to keep things entertaining, but I try to also be fair.
Well, absolutely. And it's a good show. I think you run a pretty tight ship there. The chat room gets a little bit out of sorts, as usually chat rooms do when you have listeners of that magnitude. And our topic of conversation at that particular point is we were talking the riots in Canada was our topic, as we both are big Rush fans, which we're both getting Renia Peart and Alex Lifeson to the Hilton. We were talking about that. We segued to the riots that happened in Vancouver, and the conversation was going well. And the next thing you know, boom, we're off, and then we started, at least I did, assaulting in the chat room. So I apologize about that. That was immature behavior, but that's where we're going. And we both like sports, and we both certainly like Rush.
Dude, I love Rush. I love sports. And I vaguely remember the situation. And I don't know why it is I cut you off. I must have got distracted by something else and just sometimes I do that. I just on a whim I'll just be like, "Oh, I'm just bored. I'm just bored with you. I'm going to put you on hold and go to somebody else." And that's kind of it's rude and but it's kind of part of my shtick in some ways. I try to do it for some lulls. Sometimes it falls flat. There's people that would argue that my entire show falls flat, and I can't, it's all subjective. I can't argue that. But, I might have done something like that to you for comedic effect, and, unfortunately, sometimes you're the butt of the joke. And, I don't take it personal. I don't take it personally because I call into other shows, and I intentionally antagonize the host and like to be the villain sometimes,
And so sometimes, you know, sometimes you're the, and sometimes I'm the butt of the joke. You know, I'm the person that, gets kicked off or gets, you know, made a fool of, and everybody just, you know, rags on.
Well, the interesting thing is I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and then the assaults that I did in the chat room. But when I got PM'd by Debbie Daly and said that she heard it, was kind of concerning to me. And the only thing that concerned me is it was good conversation. We were talking about Russia and Canada, and then it actually asked you if you're from Canada. So it was going in a positive direction, then all of a sudden, boom, and hosting a radio show. You know, we like to dump people occasionally for shock value and stuff, and generally we do it when a conversation goes off kilter, we're not communicating properly with somebody, and then we dump them. So the whole thing was kind of, the irony was it was a good segment. I didn't understand why the call was dropped. And Vinci, we forgive you. We're going to be avid supporters of the show, and we'll look forward to moving forward proactively.
Right on, bro. You want to stick around, or are you going to take off, or what's up?
I got to go. I'm on my way to the airport, but
cool. Right on, bro.
We will be listening via iPhone, so we're going to load the iPhones here. You got, right now you're on the computer, and you're also on two other iPhones, and we'll be taking you all the way to Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix.
Oh, cool, man. Right on. Well, safe travels, and we'll talk to you again soon, bro. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. That's the Mac Mike Stinney show representative there. I'm pretty sure that's Mac. And so shouts out to Mac for coming through. See, we squashed a little beef right there, nipped it in the bud, and we're all good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So glad that we did that. Now, Desert Rose, if I could just get Desert Rose to call in, and Desert Rose and I could smooth things over, because I know Desert Rose and I have had a little bit of some friction in the past, and you know, I love you, Desert Rose. I think you're great. I think you're a very sweet, sweet girl, a woman. Sorry, and you know, if I wasn't taken, I would be all over that. Don't get me. I mean, I'm serious. Desert Rose is a little cutie. She's a hottie. And I know that in the past we've had some rocky instances, and I just want to make sure that Desert, you know, that I hold no ill feelings towards you as well, sister. And I'm glad to see you in the chit chat room. Flyover territory is in the building. Good to see my brother. And let's see, who else do we have here? All right, let's check back in with these fools, see if they figured it out. Their hands up.
213833.
Yeah, hello. Hello, 50 rubles, you're on the air. What's going on, dude? What are you doing?
Are we live?
You're live. What the fuck's going on?
I was just giving away a Social Security number.
Oh, yeah, well.
We're giving away free tonight, dude. What's up with Craigslist, man? What about the free shit on Craigslist? You still doing a giveaway?
Yeah, do you want to?
I'm looking for a desk or a lamp in Lower Haight for free on the show. I want to see if there's any giveaways for lamps, light bulbs, and or electrical equipment in the lower area of the world. Did you cut me?
No,
you know,
I didn't.
Rum Runner's here, man. Why don't you ask him a question? He got fucking smart questions. He got smart, snappy answers to stupid questions. He got snappy answers, man. Snappy answers. Snappy answer, motherfucker, dude.
I'm being crabbed. I'm sorry. I'll come up with something.
Yeah, we have a question. We actually have a question for you.
Okay.
And Bobo in the chat room. Bobo in the chat room asks, lower area of the world. What does that mean exactly?
Antarctica, motherfucker. Like, it depends where you are.
Below the belt, above the equator. Above the kneecap.
Shit, Pat, we did a fucking thing already.
That's the dark side of the world, depending on the
like
front.
Now, summertime,
God.
Like,
This is disgusting. You guys are pathetic. Drink some more beer.
What? No, we ain't drinking beer, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Or wine. Oh, that's right. You're drinking wine. You're a bunch of winos tonight. Yeah, go drink some more wine.
We need a legit question.
A legit question? All right, let's take questions for the audience. All right, so you're going by, what are you going by again? What's your name?
Half a couch.com?
Half a couch.
Half a couch.com? Is that what you're going to go by?
Yeah, that for now.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. This is just... This is helpful.
Okay.
All right, if anybody in the chat has a question for these idiots that are on the line, please submit it to me in the chat room. And I can't take this anymore. You guys are going on hope. Okay, I see Desert Rose here. Desert, you ready to come on, honey?
Yeah, are you here?
Yeah. Hey, Desert.
Oh, hey.
Rose.
This is cool. I never called in on Skype before.
Oh, my God. Isn't it awesome? It sounds so much better.
Yeah, but I didn't know where the buttons are to press because you're supposed to press. Oh, anyways, hey.
Hey. So what's going on with you?
I'm working. That's it.
Yeah, I haven't seen your show recently. Are you taking a hiatus or what's going on?
I'm in school right now full time, so I haven't had much time.
What are you doing? What are you studying in school right now, if you don't mind?
Communications.
So you want to be what, like a press person, a PR person, or something like that?
No, I took this test and it said I was a communications girl, so I just took that as the major.
Okay.
But I'm just taking it. I'm just going to go see where it goes, you know.
Cool.
Something different.
Well, it definitely sounds different, but it sounds also kind of, I mean, let's face it, Blog Talk Radio is communications.
I didn't know that. I had no idea. I was like, what? What's communications, you know? And they're like, why are you in graphics? You should be in communications. And I was like, what?
Yeah, dude, totally.
You're good with
people. You're good with talking. You're good with networking and stuff. Dude, you're all over it. That's what BTR is. It's like, it's social networking on steroids, really.
Yeah, it's what I like. You know, this is really what I enjoy doing, just for fun even. But, you know, I had an anniversary show and I found a clip of you the first time you called me.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
It was funny. And you said you lived on the corner of Bra and Strap. And you got me laughing so hard. It was funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm still there at the corner of Bra and Strap.
Yeah, and you called in asking if you broke my rules. Remember? Because you had all these rules. Because I called in. So it's good.
Oh, my God. You got to send me that clip.
I was trying to send it to you from here, but I guess you can't. Right? And Vorp and who else? We got Flyover. I'm sorry. I was just saying hi.
Oh, go ahead. Give shout outs. I do it all the time. It's actually a relief to have somebody else do it. Go for it.
Oh, this is okay. Hey, Almighty Sports and Beach Bum and Bobo. I always want to say Bobo. Flyover and Mac Mike. No Thief Allowed. Greg and Stabby and Three Aboo. Oh, that's a cool nick. All right. So, you know what I noticed when I came in here?
Mm-hmm.
What else did I miss? Where's all the women?
Dude.
Where's all your hoes?
I used to have a lot of hoes, and now, like, one of my main hoes, Kishu, she's sort of my co-host. She is my co-host. She's going to check in later. She's out drinking right now. She's going to call in later. But she and I met in real life and kind of hit it off. And now we're sort of quasi an item, really, kind of, sort of. But we're, you know, she's in Arizona. I'm in California. And so now that we've, like, she forced me to go out on the air and publicly on the show admit that she was my girlfriend. And so since that's happened...
it scared away all my female listeners. They're all gone. And the few male listeners that still listen out of pity.
Oh, that's not good, Vince. Have you ever heard of Blog TV?
No, what's that?
Well, it's kind of like Blog Talk, but you have the video.
Uh-huh.
But one thing that happens over there, it's almost really similar. What happens is these hosts, they will hook up with these girls, mm-hmm. and suddenly these girls will get really possessive about who they're talking to and want anybody who talks to them, they want them to know that they have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they lose all their listeners because it's not about – the host has to remember that you're a host. This is your show. This is your passion, you know.
Yeah.
There's other people that are married. They don't sit there talking about, my husband's here, my husband. You know what I mean? You just stick to your show.
Exactly.
You know, that's totally different. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying
yeah.
to be a downer.
No, you're absolutely right. That's how I feel, too. I didn't
yeah.
want to make it a big thing and make it like a part of the show. Like,
oh,
I wanted
yeah,
it to
be
off air. And then she
had all those hoes, and I have like I have my man herd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she
yeah.
had women. So, but if I was to get a boyfriend, I wouldn't let him on the show because I'll lose all my men.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Well, the thing is, she was already on my show. She was already part of my show. And then during the course of you know us being friends on the show. She came out here and we hooked up, and now she's like all like, "Oh, you're my boyfriend now," and I'm like, "Okay." It still kind of feels weird to call her my girlfriend, but I don't care.
Well, you know, once or twice,
whatever.
Once or twice is fine, but if it starts becoming like, if anybody talks to you, and then suddenly you have to make a point that you have a girlfriend every time, that kind of it's no fun for nobody.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's not fun anymore because it's like, wow, now you're being under a microscope. You have to walk on eggshells. And the reason why I mentioned that one site, because there are so many shows over there, it happens because, you know, people hook up because there's cams, you know, and they end up losing their shows. Like, nobody wants to go to them. And it's mm-hmm. so sad because these guys, I feel bad for them. They're all frustrated because they're just like, where did everybody go? You know, and... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I totally
hear you. I hope I helped. But just keep doing what you're doing, I guess.
All right. Yeah, cool. Good. I'm glad. Thanks,
good.
Desert Rose. I really appreciate the words of encouragement.
I hope I didn't depress you. I wasn't trying to be a downer.
No, not at all. Absolutely not. No. All good. I got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Let's try this. Blocked caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Well, I don't know if that's me or not, Vince.
That's you.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's.
Did you block your
Eric,
number? Did you block your number?
No, I'm Skyping.
Oh, that's weird because it doesn't. It shows up as 111. So.
I know it's going to show up one of several ways. It's either going to show up as the same area code with 123456 7. If it's the same area code as your, or it's going to come up as a 200, or it's going to come up as picket fence.
All right, so it's picket fence.
Yeah. So I wanted to congratulate you, Rose, on losing your Skype cherry.
Oh, well,
awesome.
Thank you very much.
It
was
very,
it was
very,
real
very
painless.
Awesome. It was on Vince's show.
Oh, God, not again. Okay. That's right.
Isn't that awesome, Vince? Another first.
I feel honored. She sounds great. She sounds great, you know, to begin with, but on Skype it's like even better, you know? It's like,
well, hers is really, really clear, and it's wow. Mine's going through
video?
All the
Oh, let's go ahead. I made a
video.
Yeah, I made like this little, because it was my homework project, and I made this video, and you can totally see like my, you know how I always tell people my cheeks are real round? They're like chipmunk cheeks. You could totally tell in the video. So I think a lot of people seen it. Now I'm all embarrassed. I don't know if I want to come back.
No. That's fine. It's no big deal. It's all right. Especially since you were talking about how, you know, Vince's show is normally, you know, like a harem.
Yeah, isn't
you know?
It? Well,
Well,
it was.
Yeah.
It was.
It was, yeah, but now it's a sausage fest, and you get to pick of the litter.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all good.
If you want to look at it that way, you know, like for like in a social party, you know, it's that way, or in the bar scene and that sort of thing. And speaking of which, when you were talking about the whole video blog thing and all the rest of that, and how, you know, you get all this possessive nature, doesn't that sound kind of like an AOL chat room circa 1997 after they went unlimited?
Yeah,
you know,
that's
you
what I was
really
trying.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to tell him. It's kind of like, this is a very different forum. Like, you see this in the other kind of chats, but on Blog Talk, you're podcast. You know what I mean? So every time you make a show, you're podcast forever. So
and
you got to be careful.
Yeah,
you got to
be
careful. Even though you may have only 10 people in your chat room, in a week you could have had 500 archive listens. So anything you say, everybody's going to listen to it. And if it's all drama, if it's all this personal jealous drama stuff, no one's going to want to listen to that. You can get that at home. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And Vince, you made a really good point, too,
is
earlier
he here?
When you were talking about.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm just moderating. Go ahead. Continue.
I was just pointing out, in your case, Vince, you hit the nail on the head. This is social media on steroids, because unlike Facebook or MySpace or even Friendster and the rest of those from bygone days, this is a much faster way to communicate than all that typity-typity, clickety-clack and back and forth and waiting for somebody to respond to your wall and blah, 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 blah. You get a direct response. Right?
Yep.
If I said, hey, Vince is an awesome dude, he can immediately come back and say thanks. Or if I said something of a negative nature, he could come back and say, Eric, you're a douche, or whatever, you know.
Is this
Which
Flyover? This is you, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
It's Eric from Flyover Territory.
Oh, you sound good on there.
Well, thank you very much. I've worked very hard.
Oh, wow. You actually sound hot now. She might actually be interested now.
No, he sounded hot before, but I'm just like, oh, okay.
I'm just going to keep talking your way into that that punji steak pit. You're doing real good. Of course, I just got done with my show a little while ago, and I was just trying to finally be able to. I'm sorry?
Vince is so quiet. What's wrong, Vince? I get a bad vibe.
Oh, nothing. No, nothing. I'm just letting you guys go. I'm enjoying you guys talking. Not at all. I was going
to
ask you, what was your show about tonight, Eric?
My show tonight was basically cracking on Chris Matthews at MSNBC, which, you know, that's one of my favorite subjects.
Uh-huh.
Because I despise that little grown-up Gibby, for those of you who ever are forced to watch Teen Nick. That's a character on iCarly, and I have to be exposed to it at least once a day, and it's like quit putting his nails down the chalkboard to get everybody at the Amityville Town Hall to shut the hell up, you know, in Jaws. So it's nails on a chalkboard to me, man. But that's how Chris Matthews is as well. And the other thing I was cracking on was Cenk Yeager, also an MSNBC puke. And I got tired of his defending of Van Jones, because I really despise Van Jones a lot. Because I finally got to see the documentary Stronger Than Bombs. That's because he helped organize an anti-American rally on the 12th of September of 2001.
Oh, is he even here?
I am here.
Well,
yes.
Welcome to Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, welcome. Exactly. It's the Desert Rose Flyover Territory takeover of the Vince in the Bay show.
I didn't mean to.
You were taking over. You disappeared.
No. I'm enjoying it. You guys go to town. I do this from time to time. Like, I get two people on that are talking and have a good thing going. I'm not gonna like. See, that's the thing is I don't. I do like to. obviously dictate what's going on and dictate, you know, steer the conversation. But if it's talk radio, it's, you know, it's open format, open lines. And I'm all about, you know, just letting it flow. And if you guys are flowing, I'm going to stay out of the way. And you know, I'll chime in when I have something I want to say. But you guys are doing just fine. Don't feel, you know, inhibited in any way, shape, or form, please. Although
right.
I have to admit, I am notorious for secretly putting people in the green room when they're not aware of it. I wouldn't do that to you guys because I love you too. But I have been tempted to do it. But that's a trick that I've used in the past. I'm not going to use it now because I'm honestly interested in what you guys are talking about. But and I'm also distracted because full disclosure, 50 Rubles, who's in the other room, has been antagonizing me all night, and he's called in on the line and he's listening in, and I've given him ample opportunity to talk on the show with me. And I get nothing but just sort of mumbled incoherent sentences and fragments that he'll spew in my direction. And unfortunately, they're getting more and more inebriated and more incoherent in their
maybe
ramblings.
Maybe he'll be good this time.
And now they're trying to like barge into the room and basically take over the microphone. So if at any point some odd voice takes over the microphone and starts talking, you'll know that that something went down.
And the more inebriated they get, the more of a vowel movement it becomes, right?
Yeah, but I'm curious. I'm actually interested in talking about MSNBC. What the fuck did Chris Matthews do this time, dude?
Oh, man. Well, it had to do with the whole – there's more than one aspect of global warming. You know, it's not just carbon-based stuff on our planet. It's also, like, I don't know, astrophysics and orbital mechanics, you know. And it's something that's never really reported on or really been studied very much other than the difference in temperature between 1976 and 2006, you know, over that long a period of time. And it just gets brushed under the table, and that's what I was basically pointing out on my show. It's like, dude, Matthews, you're a douche. Tired of your crap. Because just because somebody talks about, you know, various cycles of a star, which is what we orbit around, you know, that's valid, last I checked, right? Hell, Skylab back in 73 proved that. Come on. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Rose, I'm 6'2".
That's it. That's what. Wait a second. That's what Chris Matthews was talking about. He was talking about.
Well, he was talking about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. He was talking about Rush Limbaugh spreading lies, and the clip of Rush Limbaugh that he played. That he was using was Rush Limbaugh talking about orbital mechanics and astrophysics and stuff like that, you know, about the sun and, you know, wobble of the earth and tilt of the axis and that sort of thing. And Matthews just out now said, well, those are lies. Like, okay, how is it the fact that we orbit around a star a lie, you know? Duh, gravitational pull, you know, that sort of thing. So that's one of the things I was cracking on. The other thing I was cracking on is how, you know, he was constantly cracking on Rick Perry from Texas. And then, of course, how 1 minute he's saying, this is a breath of fresh air from a Republican, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, the guy's an automaton. He's a puppet. He's false.
Well, that's,
you know?
that's when he's getting the marching orders in his earbud.
Yeah, probably so.
That guy is a total shill. I don't take anything anybody says on those networks serious. They're all shills. Lapdogs for whatever or corporate or governmental interest. It's just stupid.
I think Debbie Downer over at the DNC who keeps sending him all the tweets and all the
Wasserman Schultz. Oh my god.
Wasserman Schultz.
She is annoying. Oh my God. All right, hey, let's take a quick break here and get a report from Kishu. Kishu's out at the bars in Arizona, and she's getting wasted out there with some emo rocker guy. Let's see what she's up to. Kishu, what's going on?
He's not an emo rocker guy. No, he kind of is. But he's awesome. I've known him like fucking 10, 15 years. We haven't hung out in like a year, so we're excited. We're going to try to hook him up with some girls tonight. It's good times. We're at the hotel, but he's just like checking in and stuff. And the Hotel Arizona, which it's a really beautiful hotel. It's right on Broadway, right downtown, Tucson. And it's walking distance to all the really good bars. So, we're there. I just thought I'd call in and see what's going on with you guys while I'm waiting. And, what have I missed so far?
Well, I'm on right now with Desert Rose and Eric from Flyover Territory. And we're just kicking it
Hello,
here.
Eric and Desert Rose.
Earlier I had... that guy Mac from Mac Mike and whatever, you know, the guy that was like,
hating.
Yeah, that dude. He called in and we broke bread and we're friends now and it's all good.
Nice.
Apparently, he got butt hurt. No, he's gone. He had to take off, but he's still listening. But he was butt hurt because I hung up on him in just sort of in. I don't remember the context exactly, but he sort of reframed it for me and. I guess, you know, it was just in the heat of the moment, I somehow, like, just got
you
tired.
You do that so much. You know, you cut off people all the time that I think, you know, your callers, I mean, you're awesome about, like, letting just about everybody call in, and you don't kick people from your chat room, but you definitely cut and mute people all the time, and it's kind of annoying, but, I mean, it's your fucking show, dude, and, you know, I mean, people are going to have to accept that. You know?
Although you just missed it, I just got accused of abandoning my show a second ago, which is like the exact opposite.
Abandoning your show how?
Like, I just basically let Desert Rose and Eric from Flyover Territory just go for it. They were on some tangent. They went for it.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, but how can I do that all the time and also be like a Nazi muting everybody all the time?
Because you're just fucking mood swings like a motherfucker, but I love
you. Are
you
saying
I'm
bipolar or something? What are you insinuating here?
You're like bipolar times a million. We'll put it that way.
I'm not bipolar. Are you kidding me? I'm not bipolar.
Yeah, then you're totally bipolar.
You're not the one hanging out with emo
dude,
in a bar.
Earlier on Debbie's show,
I'm good here. Oh, cool.
The $69 is actually a coupon that you print out online, but it's only $10.
Oh, cool. Well, that's awesome, dude. I mean,
this is my girlfriend. My alleged girlfriend getting a hotel room with some rock and roll guy. What does that say?
Yeah. That says that you must be failing at something, baby. I'm just kidding. Anyways, so where do we park?
Parking garage around back.
Okay, cool. This is going to be a good time. Don't be butthurt. You're such a wimp.
Whatever.
I don't want to hear it because you're always like, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have phone sex with this girl on my show that's a tranny.
What?
I'm just
I don't say blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go get a hotel room with this girl on my show.
Go around, I think.
I'm going to go out and get drunk and get a hotel room with this girl on my show. I don't do that exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. I'll say you're fucking with me. Sounds like you're fucking with me pretty fucking hardcore.
Oh, you're getting butthurt, and this is not good radio, Vince. This is not good radio.
Oh, no, this is fantastic radio is what it is.
Oh,
I can't believe
but,
that's what you think. This is your whole plan. It's like, check this out. I'm going to get Vince to say he's my boyfriend, and then I'm going to just start fucking guys and calling into a show while I'm doing it.
Is this our parking garage? Yeah, Hotel Arizona. Okay, we're good.
So fucked up. You guys are making an absolute mockery of me.
A mockery of you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. completely.
You were the one that was like, go out and party, have a good time. Give me a
yeah,
ticket,
I didn't call,
please.
I didn't say call into my show and rub my face in it.
Dude, seriously. Come on. Come on now, Vince.
Showing off, going out.
Why won't you give me a ticket?
Getting a hotel room and getting drunk with them and calling in to
I live 45 miles away from anywhere, and I'm not about to drive anywhere drunk. So you should be happy that I'm being safe. Is there a ticket that you have in there? Or maybe I should
not driving
drive
drunk
the car
used to be a hobby.
Work? What?
Driving drunk used to be a hobby.
What are you talking about?
It used to be
that's not me. That's not me. I don't endorse driving drunk.
It's not even.
I don't
the
even.
The gate
endorse
is
drink.
Not even close.
I don't even drink. I don't drink. I say don't drink. Not,
neither
don't
do
drive,
I.
Don't
not
drink.
For 22 years.
We can ask hotel guest $8 per day, is what it says. We can ask at the front desk, and we can do what we got to do to fucking, you know, figure that out. We'll park here in 108. And then we'll go ask them what they say. Okay, there's that. There you go.
All right, I don't need to hear any more of that crap.
Is he really at a hotel?
Yeah. She's really at a hotel.
I guess.
My girlfriend.
Like...
There you go. That's my girlfriend. At a hotel.
By the way, Vince.
With a guy. What's up?
Oh, my
God. By the way, Vince, back in the day when I was still drinking, I used to have this tagline. The only thing more fun than driving drunk is driving drunk in the snow. The only problem was I always ended up, you know, kind of wiping out. So 22 years later, I'm a little bit smarter, but I'm still the same jerk, but I got, you know, fewer dents in my car, you know. Hey, at least I'm honest. Like, heck, I didn't even remember my 21st anniversary last year of being sober, on account of the fact that, well, my town was flooded and I was kind of preoccupied. But, you know, what can you do?
Oh, excuse me. My goodness. Wow, my coffee.
But I mean,
got...
you said you don't drink at all, so
I drink coffee. That's all I drink. Coffee.
Yeah,
oh, me too. I drink a lot of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. My last two vices are caffeine and nicotine. Last two vices.
Oh, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah, plus I'm still in really good shape after, you know, being out of the military for a while. And.
Oh, you have muscles?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Oh, I don't exercise like a fiend like I used to. I'm not near in that level of shape, but yeah, I can still keep up with the youngins.
All right, let's take I'm gonna check back in with Keisha for a second. Keisha.
Yes.
All right. Dare you settled into the hotel yet?
We're getting there. We're walking down the hallway.
In fact, I don't even want to know. I don't know if I even want to hear you get settled into the hotel. What am I doing? This is terrible.
I know. What are you doing?
This is horrible. I'm trolling myself here.
Snap out of it.
Yeah, I gotta step out for a second. I gotta step out and get my shit together. I gotta step out. I'm sorry. It's not you people. It's me. I gotta snap out. I'll be right back. Hang on.
Okay. Snap out.
Boogie, boogie.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. So check this out, everybody. Anonymous is on the prowl again. They have declared war on the city of Orlando, Florida. That's right. This out of the BBC, hacker group Anonymous declares war on Orlando, Florida. The hacker group Anonymous has taken down a U.S. tourism website in Orlando, Florida, as a protest against the arrests of people handing out food to the city's homeless. That's right. This is a protest against the handing out of food to homeless folks. Anonymous said the attack on OrlandoFloridaGuide.com was retaliation for the arrest of members of the group Food Not Bombs. The website, which is not owned by the city, went offline for part of Tuesday. Anonymous rose to prominence by hacking sites of major corporations such as Sony and also governmental sites such as the FBI and CIA. Anonymous is often seen as a political collective, blah, 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 blah. They've been linked to balance of needs. Anonymous has warned that more attacks could follow as part of what has been dubbed Operation Orlando. In a news release, the hacker group promised to carry out a distributive DDoS attack on the Orlando-related site, and every day until the arrests come to an end, blah, blah, blah. Oh, let's check out the news release that they put out. Let's check this out. Orlando, Op Orlando email bomb. Interesting. That's cool. I'm going to read that maybe later. But I'm going to finish this article because it's fucking interesting. Where did I go there? Oh, I hate that. I hate it when it doesn't open in a new window. Everything should automatically open in a new window or a new tab. It should not take you out of the original whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So the collective also said it will email millions of people across the world asking them to boycott the destination. This is a declaration of war, said Anonymous, describing Operation Orlando. Anonymous will now begin a massive campaign against you and your city web assets. Blah, blah, blah. But OrlandoFloridaGuide.com, which went offline for several hours on Tuesday, has no official affiliation to the city. So Anonymous took down some little... And if you go to OrlandoFloridaGuide.com, it's just like a piece of shit little website that was made in like 1998. And it has nothing to do with the city. So Anonymous needs to get their head on straight, or whoever these people that are pretending to be anonymous are, they need to get their head on straight. That's like they need to take down the actual. So that's what makes me think it isn't anonymous, because the Anonymous would have taken down the city of Orlando's website. Whatever. I'm going to continue here and get the fuck on the other shit. Let's see. I swear to God, the first time I read this article, I thought it was cool, and then now I'm starting to poke holes into this. Oh, what else? Let's see. I don't know what the hackers' intentions are, but from the city's standpoint, we're just trying to balance everyone's needs. Blah, blah, blah. Difficult position. The row between the city of Orlando and the nonprofit organization Food Not Bombs started when the group began feeding homeless people in the park in a park in the city's downtown. They did not obtain a permit to do so, a move which is required by law in Orlando. Since then, members of Food Not Bombs, Since then, members of Food Not Bombs, including the group's president, Tim blah, 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 or Keith something or other, have been arrested several times in the past month for handing out meals. We're in a difficult position, and we've tried everything, the Orlando spokesman said. If Food Not Bombs continues to violate the ordinance, they'll be subject to the consequences for violating it, which is arrest. Meanwhile, Food Not Bombs has said it has no affiliation with the anonymous hacker group. And, of course, they throw in at the very end, Spanish police arrested three suspected members of the anonymous group earlier this month. That has nothing to do. This is how shoddy journalism is these days. That has nothing to do with this whatsoever. Spanish police arrested three suspected members of the anonymous group earlier this month. How does that have anything to do with this, other than the fact that, you know, an anonymous hacker group, but that was in Spain. This is Orlando, Florida. It's so retarded. They just cut and paste anything they can find into it. I bet you this guy didn't write hardly any, other than the quotes, this guy probably just cut and paste this entire article. Oh, my God. It's talk about hackers. How about just hacks? Like these writers that think they're journalists these days, they're hacks. They're not hackers, they're hacks. All of them. They're just wannabe journalists. This is so stupid. But I'm not necessarily really impressed with them taking down this OrlandoFloridaGuide.com website. Like, who the fuck would go to that website? All right, I'm going to paste them to the chat here. What I was reading from is that right there. Anyway, sorry, that caught my eye. I got Fire Shit Derp on the line. Fire Shit, what's up, dude?
Oh, yo, what's going on, Vince? Just listening in to your show. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, I just read that. Did you hear about that? You're in the South. Did you hear about that Orlando shit?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
It's pretty cool. It's a cool story, bro.
Well, so this is what I heard about the whole situation. So Food Not Bombs has to get a permit to hand out food, but I think they can't even give it out within like. I think they can give out food, but without a permit. But they have to do it outside of the city boundaries, essentially. And so they have to go outside the city center, which of course the city center is where the fucking. It's city property. It's owned by the city. Like they should be able to. They shouldn't even need a permit. They should be able to just go there and give away food. Like seriously, I think the rule is like over 25 people, you have to get a permit. And of course, these are people that are getting donated food and they're giving it away for free. So they have no money to begin with, and then suddenly they got to come up with like $300 for a permit. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. So I think it's cool that Anonymous is trying to do something here, but I think they're picking the wrong target, though. This doesn't even sound like they should seriously go after the city's website, not this stupid Orlando guide, Florida guide.
It's probably easier to take down.
Well, it looks like, look at it. Have you gone to that website? I mean, come on. It looks like it was made with, fucking Yahoo Messenger. I don't know.
Probably GeoCities or something.
Yeah, exactly. I had a GeoCities, dude. I totally had a GeoCities, and then GeoCities got bought by Yahoo. So now I have the piece of shit Yahoo, kind of cut and paste thing. Just total like it's the cookie cutter thing. I couldn't even pick. It's so generic. It won't let you pick just like a blank background. Like I'm forced to use some sort of like iconic background thing. It's so disgusting. I hate it. I'm too lazy to. And you know what the sad thing is? Is I know how to use what's that? That Dream, is it Dreamweaver or what? What the hell is the? Is that the name of it?
I don't know. She's talking about Dreamweaver.
No, not Dreamweaver. God, what am I thinking about? What's a popular thing for editing HTML like websites like stuff? Throw me out a program. Like, what's that CS5 pack? What's in that?
I don't know.
Creative Suite. It's one of the ones in the Creative Suite.
The only website I ever made was a Dragon Ball Z website, and it got removed when Funimation bought Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dreamweaver. That's what I'm talking about, Dreamweaver. I was right. Uh-huh. Adobe Dreamweaver. That's what I used to use. Wait, multi-screen authoring? No, that's not it. No, wrong thing. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. I got some callers here. Let's see who's on the line here. I still have Desert Rose. You're still with me. And Eric from Flyover Territory is here. And let's see. We got somebody from 571 on the air. What's up, 571? You're on the air.
Hi, caller. It's Parnell Pink.
Parnell what?
Parnell Pink.
Parnell Pink. Excellent.
Parnell Pink, yeah. I'm calling in as the leader of the Lulz Raft Anonymous. This is the first public interview I'm doing.
Parnell Pink is
an exciting moment.
Stoked to have you here, bro. Well, Parnell, you are on with Fire Shit Derp, Desert Rose, and Eric from Flyover Territory. And we're getting the exclusive here, kids.
This is it. This is the first time ever. The true leader coming forward.
I thought Barrett Brown was the leader.
For me? No, he's a pretender. Parnell Pink is always the leader. Old fags know this. Down from day one, Barrett was just a pretender, trying to ride my coattails, and I'm not going to have any more of it.
Amen.
I've heard about your work, Fire Shit. You're a very talented guy.
Oh, thanks.
I want to have a uterus installed in my rectum, as I think I've told you in the past, so I can have your baby.
That's what I like to hear.
Ew.
That's the highest form of flattery, man. So, Vince, I know you do a lot of coverage on your show. Would you like to talk about any of the tools that our vast army of skiddies use to harass the city of Orlando or major record labels?
Yes, by all means. Dreamweaver 8, that's what I was thinking about, right? That's a web
you got the right
tool,
way.
Right?
Yeah, Dreamweaver is useless.
Exactly. No, I'm just saying that was the name of the thing I was the app I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking to please indulge us with some of the tools of the trade if you don't mind.
Oh my goodness, some of the tools. Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you want to know? You want to hear about John the Ripper?
John the Ripper? Who the hell is that?
Recon, Pesca, Archaeanalyzer, the set, the big set. That's their new version of Setup, Social Engineer Toolkit. That's a good one. A Black Hole, that's another. I love that one. That's good shit.
Social Engineer Toolkit? What's that all about?
Oh my goodness, you wouldn't even believe it if I told you. You're going to need Subversion for that one, though.
Uh, I got a message for you. The White Knights are snipping at my heels right now.
Oh, we have no thieves allowed in the chat. Again, delivering some amazing work. Just bang up work, literally, in the chat room there.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's like gun shooting a bullet.
Oh yeah. That's good. Oh boy. That's nice, isn't it? Stars and a gun.
Hey Pink, did you hear my message? The White Knights are snipping at my feet right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I'd find behind seven proxies if I were you. Or call Bill Wagner and have him help you set up a GRE tunnel.
Well, actually, this is what they're probably going to do. They're going to do like they always do. They're going to be like, you know, little babies and stay out of my way and let the big boys do the work.
Well, I got to bail, Vince. It's been fun, man.
Alrighty, thanks for coming through, Eric from Flyover. Hey. Appreciate you stopping through. Thanks for the commentary, and you're welcome
anytime. Feel free at
any
time to stop by the Still Flying Over the Heartland show. Anytime you wish, man. If I'm on, come
great,
on
man.
In.
You sound
take
like
care.
Catch you all later. Bye-bye, Rose.
Good night.
Nighty-night. There he goes, Eric from Flyover.
Sexy, sexy man.
Yep. Good times. Good times. Well, we got 24 minutes to go, kiddos. Feel free to join this party. It's going to continue for a little while longer, at least.
So, Fire Shit, what are you doing about these White Knights?
Oh, they know what to do. They know what to do. They know how to, you know, just stay out of my way.
That's good advice. Stay on a fire ship, please. They've got a whole personal army.
Yep.
I'm a lowly private, but I'm proud to be a member.
Got to make me remember.
Yeah, that's what I say. Make a memory.
Aw, yeah. So Lori G has been chilling on the line this whole entire time, and I'm so tempted. Her hand hasn't gone up. I'm so tempted to just say hello to her. Hey, how about we do this? How about you guys chit-chat here? I'm going to take her into the green room and say hello, and I'll be right back, all right? Oh, you know what I'm going to do? Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring on 50 rubles. 50, are you there?
I have a fucking alien baby that we impregnated at fucking... Yeah,
well, what's going on here?
Mute. I ain't talking about that. I'm not
ruble.
Talking.
50 rubles.
No,
hey, 50 rubles. Earth to 50 rubles. Can you hear me? 50 rubles. Hello. Are you... your hands up,
dude. Crab, dude. I love crabs. I'm going to be a fucking crip from now on, dude.
God.
Dude, I'm going to be working out with guts of this motherfucker. Ain't no better way to
go.
Probably. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, you motherfucking be live, dude. It's like, shit. And he might be listening to our asses cracking crab right now talking about the motherfucking blood.
Hey, you're live. You're live on Vince in the Bay.
Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to Vince in the Bay, 50 rubles.
Yeah, you're on. You've been on this entire time. We've been listening to everything you said.
We're in the fucking chat room, homie. We got fucking cracking crap.
Yikes.
Meat is murder, right, Vince?
Yes, and crabs too. If you know, I don't even care if they didn't have mothers, as long as they were hatched from something and they And they walked around on this earth and moved in some way, shape, or form. They have rights too. God damn it.
Yeah, I agree with them. I don't eat anything with a face. Even if it's two fucked up eyes and something that kind of resembles a mouth, it's still a face.
That's right. God damn it. Somebody's got to speak out for the voiceless.
Well, but the crustaceans doesn't have a nose, so in order to have a face, you got to have eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Fuck. No nose, no ears, just eyes and a mouth.
Precisely.
It's mm-hmm. half a face. It's like Mr. Potato Head without ears.
Nothing gets by this. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you are a part of these skate nigs, if I'm not mistaken, right? You're a skate nig, correct?
Oh, skate nigs!
Now, I'm trying to get the skate nigs to convert to the internet, to become, because I figure the skate nigs essentially do in real life what people like the Bill Wagoner crew do on the internet. So I'm thinking the skate nigs would be great to maybe, like, adopt what you guys are doing. But listen to them. Listen to them. They're trolling. That's all they do. Listen to that shit. I think they should take... I seriously think you guys should bring your show to the internet and go you know, bring your skate nigs up online. Yeah, you guys should do your own show and then fuck with other people on the internet while, you know, with your show. It'd be great. Just don't fuck with me because, I get fucked with enough and you guys are kind of boring, actually. But... I think you guys could find a niche, though, on the internet.
Well, man, we ain't trying to fuck with you. Why are we... What?
Well, you're fucking with me right now, actually.
Oh.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you totally are. Dude, every time I try to bring you guys on... You guys, okay, this is what's happening. These guys are in the other room right now, all right? And every time I go in there, they're like, dude, why don't you bring us on, dude. And then I bring them on, and they're just kind of like... sitting around with their fucking thumbs up asses. They don't say anything.
No, actually, it's the index finger.
Ew.
Well, you get my point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys are anxious to come on, and then you bring nothing.
We're trying to bring something to the table, but the table only has three legs.
And a bunch of crab all over it.
No, that's a couch.
Did you get some crab, Vince?
No. I had some mango. There was some fresh mango that I got a couple slices of, and that was delicious.
Oh, that's cool.
I had some coffee.
This is the first chlamydia.
Come on, you sat on the couch. You got some crabs, you know? Some urban crustacean. Por favor.
Something like that. What the hell's going on in my chat room? I haven't even looked. Oh, Lori is Bobo. Oh, my bad. Oh, oops.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to say that? I'll edit that in post. We'll fix that in post.
Well, I'm sending you the clip on the other.
Oh, she doesn't have... Okay, I get it. Okay, she doesn't have a mic, and she's just listening. I get it. That's no problem, Bobo. I'm glad you're listening, though. Thanks for tuning in, hon. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I sent you the clip from my show.
Oh.
Through the other thing.
Through Skype?
Yeah.
Oh, so awesome.
Grab it before I close it.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get it. Oh, that's awesome.
Sounds like you had an interesting night out there.
Do you mind if I... It's not very long. Do you mind if I play it on my show real quick?
No, that's fine. It's you. It's yours. It's just really short.
Good. It's perfect. It's perfect. I don't like long clips. Right. The skate nigs have to be... I'm going to have to mute the skate nigs. They're getting a little riled up over there. I got 15 minutes to go, and this is
right before that clip, I just went through my whole set of rules, And then you called in right after. So that should be just right when you called in.
All right. I'm going to check this out and load it up on my thing. I'm going to take a quick little break here to do that. And what will I do here? Why don't I play... I don't know if I've played this in a while. What have I... have you guys heard the time that I called in the Ghost and told him I was getting my foreskin restored?
No.
Okay, let me find that. I'll cue that up, and then I'll find that. I'll get that clip queued up.
Wait, can I ask a question, Vince?
Yeah, what's up?
The foreskin restoration was a classic troll of mine on Wagner. Is that where you heard that?
No, I've never heard that before. I made
that
it up because
that is crazy. Well, brilliant minds think alike. I called in Wagner when Ranger was raging about illegal aliens and said that California was now paying for illegal aliens to have foreskin restoration surgery.
That's nice. That's fucking good.
That was great.
No,
the
reason why I
Googled it and figured out it was true.
I just made that up on the fly because when Ghost does his show, he'll pick like four or five topics, like news articles, and talk about them. And this particular time, he was talking about in San Francisco they passed a law where they're trying to outlaw circumcision. And so I called in and I was like, hey, Ghost, yeah, well, you know, I live here in the People's Republic, blah, 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 and I have to get my foreskin reinstalled because of this new law. And that, without any further ado, here it is. Check it out. I'll be right back.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay. You doing
yeah,
over
forget
here?
About it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Hey, I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. It's the law now. So I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
How do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? Does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? And so, like, some dude, some black guy, actually, I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. they grafted his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well, is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there? Or, are you just doing this so you can have a black tip so you'll look like, you did just the tip for some drug-infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get. Why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis.
Well, Ghost, you know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure, that was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high, so you know how the free market works. Supply and demand, baby, and it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin, so that's what I'm working with, and, someday I'll probably go back and get... gets a Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, you know, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, you know, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. You know, I haven't had foreskin for, oh, geez, over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. But yes, somebody has to. Any hoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out, you know, hourly almost. It's almost like you know, you definitely should clean it out daily, but I do it. So far it's been kind of getting kind of moist in there. You know, if I don't.
Yeah, from what I understand, I mean, you know, guys that aren't cut. You know, they have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then, you know, so, you know, just watch out for that from what I'm told.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now I just have my short-term fix. I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there? What the hell? It absorbs the dick cheese, or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, you know, well, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit, and I just said, you know what, instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours, and that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. I mean, that's enough. You know, I mean, Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision, and you know, we were going to have, you know, some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but you know, you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro!
I don't know, winning anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The Jews. Where's one on?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. Motherfucking Jaya, Vince of the motherfucking Bay, back for another 8 minutes of this bitch, and then I'm off this. Let's check in with Kishu. What's up, Kishu?
Hi, honey.
Hey,
have
baby
I been
cakes.
To work?
What's up?
No, that might be Zen Rock. We're walking downtown. We're walking down Congress Street right now, and looking for the bar we were going to go to is closed, but we're going to go to this little hole in the wall bar and get a drink. How are you doing? Are you going to extend the show? Is there anything going on? Or, like, do you have callers? What's going on? Because it's already so late. Like, we got such a late start out to the bars. So I'm like, I'm totally bummed because
the show's almost over. The show's almost over. But we've had a great time. Desert Rose has been here for most of the show. She's still here. Fire Shit's here. And it's just us three now to wind things out. But we've had a bunch of people come in and out of the show throughout the course of the evening. It's been interesting ride.
That's always good.
Good times.
Yeah. I look super hot tonight. So I'm going to take some nice pics.
What is happening? What do you mean?
Like a bunch of the bars are closed. This doesn't make sense because even on a Tuesday night.
No. You know what? You know what happened? Anonymous hacked the power grid and shut down all the bars.
They shut down Tucson.
They shut down Orlando, Florida. I just reported this. Did you not hear my thing? I just did a news report. BBC reported that Anonymous hacked into or is declared war on Orlando, Florida. And I believe they're probably basically declared war on every town in the entire.
Yeah, but our lights are on. The lights are not off.
Yeah, but that's not for long though. I mean, they're going to only leave that on for a little while. They're going to hack into that too. It's like run for your life at this point. The zombies are going to be coming soon.
The hackers are starting their revolution on the street.
Yep. You hear that typing in the background?
I know, it's always fire shit.
That's fire shit. He just took out some town.
He took out the Tucson bars.
He just took out a small town in Montana.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Nice. Oh, I'm feeling good though. I'm feeling good. Took a couple of Xanax.
Thanks for coming out, Butte, Montana. Hey, Butte, Montana. Thanks for coming out.
My mother lives in Montana.
I'm sorry. If she lives in Butte, Montana, I'm sorry, but she's not going to have power or transportation or food or water anytime soon. Sorry.
Is the grill closed?
Totally closed.
What the fuck?
Everything's shut down. They hacked into it, bro. Something's
going on because even on Tuesday nights, like the bars are open.
Dude, have you seen my chat room? My chat room hacked. Everything's hacked, dude. Anonymous is going nuts right now. It's Operation Antisec. Operation Antisec has blossomed into Operation Fuck the World. Okay? All right? That's what it's devolved into.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry to report that.
Well, if worse comes to worst, like, if it's dead, we can just run to the liquor store. I feel safe though. I got a bunch of
pictures
I'm going to send you right now because I look super hot, and I thought that would make you feel a little better since you're a little butt hurt.
Yeah, baby. Show me pics. Or get the fuck out.
I was trying to, we were trying to hunt down some girls. We didn't have
We lost Desert Rose. Hey, Desert Rose, I saw you drop off there. Thanks for coming through, Desert Rose. I love you. Thank you so much for... Desert Rose was essentially co-host tonight. Took your place, Kishu.
I'm so glad she did. I love Desert Rose. She's a sweetheart. And I'm really glad that she called in and helped you out. Because, I always get scared of you. You'd be so lost without me, even though apparently I ruined your show. Those are fucking hot. Those little pink ones right there.
Little pink what? What are you talking about?
We're going by the store called Hydra, where they have, exotic, wear and stuff, And they have these, little pink, knee-high type of tights that were really fucking sexy in the window. So, God, I can't believe how dead this shit is. This is weird. Because, I've been out on Tuesday nights numerous times, and the downtown never dies, but it's dead tonight. Yeah, I guess it's true.
Oh, wow, look at that. Melinda shows up out of nowhere. Wait, was Melinda been here the whole time? Shouts out to Melinda.
Dude, I always get scared when I walk by those drains because of the fucking It movie.
Oh, shit, I got to play the clip. I forgot. Desert Rose, I got to play the clip. Oh, I got to play this. Let me refresh for a second here. Oh, thank you, Desert Rose, for reminding me.
They remade it? Oh, they're going to? Wow.
This is me. It's going to be a clip of me on Desert Rose, the first time I ever appeared on her show. Thank you for reminding me, Desert Rose. I'm so sorry. We'll get this. It's only a minute. I'll play it, and we'll get out of here. Vince on Desert Rose. Here we go. Check this out. Shut up. All right, you're going on mute. Everybody's going on mute. Check this out. I'm going to get out of here in just a second, but I have just enough time to play this clip. This is Desert Rose, me on the Desert Rose show. Thank you, Desert Rose, for joining me tonight, and I'm going to sign off here, but check out this clip. This is the first time I ever appeared on the Desert Rose show way back in the day. I don't even know. It was like a year or two ago. I don't know. I haven't heard this. It's unscreened, so here we go.
I
live on the corner of Bra and Strap.
Bra what? Bra Strap? Oh, my God.
That was a chat room. I live on the corner of Bra and Strap. Oh,
well, good
so all you had to do was mention Bra, and it got us going.
Yeah, that's
some
what
of
I
us
say.
Anyway.
You guys are so easy. Wow, the phone calls. All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah, check the switchboard, Rose.
Check phone Harold. Calls on the line. Check phone. Okay.
650?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, homie?
Hey, what's going on? I'm the guy that lives on the corner of Bra and Strap.
Oh. How do you say your nick? What the heck?
Oh, that's my... my name is Vince.
Oh, okay.
My last name is Italian. Toche.
Ooh, oh, you're Italian?
Sorry?
Oh, you're Italian?
I'm part Italian. I'm actually more Irish than I am Italian, so...
Oh, I'm totally Irish, so...
Oh,
you're
so I'm 100%, Irish? I'm 100% Catholic.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really
got
awesome.
Did I just violate a rule right there?
Bingo. Always breaking the rules. Yeah, thanks. Shouts out to Desert Rose for sharing that clip. That's the olden days, dude, back when I first was on the BTR scene. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Beach Bum, Bobo, Coma, Desert, Exterminans, Fire Shit, No Thieves Allowed, Stabby McHugs, and Three Abu, all the guest listeners, everybody who called in, Pink, Fire Shit, Kishu, and if I forgot you, Desert Rose and Flyover Territory, of course, thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I'll do it again tomorrow. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Peace out.
driving come Monday. Give me the car, say, ah. So much he don't understand, just might never miss.